Hello, my friend. Greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Madasani from our Daily Blessing. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. So friends, how are you today? Did you dread getting out of bed this morning? Were you irritated by traffic on the way to work yesterday? Are you facing unreasonable demands from your employer? Does your finances keep you from going to sleep? Or are you just simply tired of the same old routine and longing for something new? Chances are you feel burdened about one or more issues. You are certainly not alone. The Bible says, all of creation groans, longing for redemption. When life gets hard, we tend to say that we need a break. What we really need, however, is redemption. Instead of gaining a momentary recess from the madness that surrounds us, redemption is the promise of God to deliver us from the power and the presence of sin. Prior to their rebellion, Adam and Eve had unbroken fellowship with God, unparalleled intimacy with each other, and undisturbed enjoyment. The Bible envisions a day when these broken relationships will be forever restored. Life is not as it should be in this present world. One event that separates us from God is sin in the Garden of Eden. And then one thing that unites us back to God is salvation in the Garden of Gethsemane. Redemption is the reversal of the fall. In part, this reversal means that those who are spiritually dead are made alive, and those who were children of wrath are now children of God. With countless miracles and wonders, Jesus Christ proved that He could and would change this world one day. Redemption is God's plan for people and places. Let's hold on to that promise today that He will make all things new in His time. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7, in Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of His grace. Remember, my friends, we are all affected and afflicted by the fall of man, but we are approved and appointed by the resurrection of Christ. Shall we pray? Father in heaven, how unsearchable are Your riches. We give thanks to You, blessed Lord, for You are good and Your steadfast love endures forever. By the Spirit of redemption, may our lives be changed continually as we look to the cross of Christ. And in that blessed name we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.